Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Some people have a lot of nerve. And by some people, I mean the girl who was an accomplice in helping steal Lady Gaga's dog had the nerve to take her to court and sue her for not getting the reward for trying to return the dog.
What? I returned the dog? I don't get the money? No, stupid. I don't mean to call you stupid, ma'am.
No, she's stupid. The nerve. You literally were an accomplice in stealing the dog, and you're mad you didn't get the $500,000 reward for turning the dog back in. You stole the dog.
You stole the dog to begin with. You're literally part of the reason. No, she
was the one who they handed the dog to, who then returned it and acted like she didn't have anything to do with it.
Legally, she had a hand in that dog's disappearance.
To go or dogs, to court, whatever.
Yeah,
and sue someone you stole from and say, but you didn't give me.
I returned them.
The balls.
I mean, if the world worked like that, you know how many things people would be stealing and returning.
Yeah, I'd steal everything and then sue you and be like, you didn't give me the reward for returning what I stole from you. How could you?
How dare you?
The judge threw out the lawsuit, clearly.
Duh.
I mean, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Tonight is the night.
We gonna play baseball, I wish. No, we ain't playing.
We're not playing.
But we gonna be there.
We're gonna be at Franklin Field for the Milwaukee Milkman baseball game tonight.
I'm still bringing my cleats.
Okay, but you're not playing.
I never know.
You're gonna be with me ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, and we're gonna be hanging out at the baseball field, and then we're gonna go watch baseball.
Okay,
but it's Christmas in July.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things for the kids to do. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be out there tonight. You can buy tickets now or buy them later. They're completely reasonable. Start at like $9.
$9 is the cheapest tickets. And honestly, just go to the website, 1037kissfm.com. It'll link you right there to get them tickets.
And it's all for charity and a good cause. And I met a woman last night who's going to be there and who bought tickets.
Nice.
She's like, I bought tickets. I said, oh, awesome.
We'll see you there.
I'll see you there. And she said, it's going to be fun. I go, and it's for a good cause. So right. Who cares?
Let's have fun. The weather's going to hold too. I'll knock on some wood.
It's supposed to be in the 70s. It's supposed to be great today.
Perfect. Perfect baseball weather. So get ready for it, y'all.
We'll see you tonight at Franklin Field. We'll be out there around 5:30-ish, starting off until the game, and then we'll be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming up next, I don't even know what's happening today.
Dog,
oh, yeah.
You got into the what?
Oh,
you
yeah.
went where?
Wait a second.
You trying to get kidnapped by who?
I did something really dumb that was honestly probably illegal.
Mm.
Like I probably could have gone to jail for this, but I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
You put yourself in a wrong, dangerous situation, dog.
I did. I could have gotten killed.
You just went up in there like, oh. Hello.
Whoopsie daisy do. My bad. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you what I did that could have gotten me arrested, probably, or killed, as DZ said.
Kidnapped at the least.
We'll talk about it next. All right, Ludacris, VIP. You could be sitting with us at Ludacris coming up around 7:45. We've got tickets for you to come to the fair with us, baby.
I'm not screaming, you screaming.
It's 1 month from today, August 11th. We're going to be at Ludacris.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's which I ironically found out, a.k.a. was put on slash remembered, because you've heard it before. That's the actual anniversary slash birthday of hip-hop.
I've never heard that before until our meeting yesterday when they told us it was the 50th anniversary. Never did I know August 11th was the anniversary of hip-hop. I've watched a few.
I've watched a few documentaries. You see it on Netflix and a bunch of things. I was like, this is the day. I'm like, I'm not going to burn that into my memory. But then now that I know that we're going to be on at Ludacris, VIP with y'all, whoever wins on hip hop's birthday, I'm like, okay, I'll remember that. I remember that now.
7:45, your chance to win. All right. I did it. I don't know what I was thinking. Actually, I do know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. I was at the gym the other day and I walked out and I was getting into my car and I walked out and I get to my car and I pull open the door. The door won't open. I'm like, what the hell? So I push my little thumb onto the thing that if you have
auto
your key,
unlocks.
Auto
yeah.
unlocks. If you have your keys in your hand, you can just pull the door open.
Yeah, with the smart keys,
so I
right.
go, dude. I'm like waiting, trying to pull. I'm like, what the hell?
You're not getting in.
And then I realized I was trying to get in the wrong damn car. I did it again.
I've
done this before, but it was bad. I got a new car in March.
Right.
It's black, like a lot of cars. But so what?
Man.
I physically walked up to the wrong car and tried to get in. And I didn't even, it took me a second to realize it wasn't my car. It wasn't the first, oh, it's not mine. It
right.
was, what the heck?
What's going on?
Why can't I get in?
Not only did you bloop bloop once, you bloop bloop twice, and you did the thumb unlock thing.
And it still didn't work, and I'm still trying to get in.
And you're still trying to get into the car.
Come on, let's go.
Why isn't my key working?
I was three spots over.
What? You weren't even next door?
No, but it was the same black car. It was the same black SUV.
Oh.
And so I stopped three spots too soon at the gym, and I tried to get in the wrong car, and then I realized it was the wrong car. But it triggered memories in me, like when my father did this at a grocery store, because when we were kids, he still does this, even as an adult. If I go visit my parents, he will leave us, he'll go, I gotta go run to the store and try to leave us in the car. And he would like leave us for like 30 minutes. We'd roll down the windows as a kid with nothing to do, pissed off.
As my wife would say,
he did this all the time.
Like a dog dying in the sunshine. I left her in the car once, and I come back, she's like, you left me like a dog dying in the sunshine.
Yes.
Oh my God. I was like, quit playing, man.
Stop leaving us in the heat with no air. What's wrong with you?
Come in the store then.
But my dad got it. He came back to him, because what happened was, one time, he left us in the car in the parking lane or something to run in, which was rare.
Mm-hmm.
And all I remember is somebody was parked in front of us in the parking lane. And I'll never forget watching my dad come out from the store and literally open the door and get in the car in front of us, which had a woman in the front seat.
Did she scream?
Yep.
Of course.
We saw it all.
Did y'all laugh?
I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. And I'll never forget the look on my dad's face when he jumped out of the car and was like, oh, and he runs over back to our car. He's like, ha, 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 ha. And we're like, Dad, you got in the wrong car.
Do you know what you just did?
And we saw it all. And there was a woman.
You're lucky we can't record right now, or as we would have.
Oh, if cell phones existed, it would have been on. It would have been viral.
On. Man, honestly,
crazy.
I don't experience this.
Never in your
no.
I haven't done this in a long time.
No, I mean, I've seen my mom try to get in the wrong car, right? Realistically, my parents have done it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I got this innate ability to always remember that I am looking for my car. I've parked next to cars that are identical.
Yeah.
Still got my car.
No.
I will look. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's part of my irrational fear, getting in the wrong car. People have gotten in my car on accident. I've had it happen a handful of times.
Oh, that's even weirder. That would weird me out more than me getting in somebody's car. Then I would really go over the edge.
That's what I was going to say, because the sensation you feel when somebody opens your car door and you're not expecting it, that's insane. You're like, yo, hey. What?
Well, I would think I was getting robbed. I mean, what else would you be getting in my car for other than to carjack me?
Exactly.
I don't know why you're here.
What? It was an elderly man once.
Oh, so you do.
And he thought I was his... I thought it was either
Uber.
Nephew. No, it was his nephew or grandson or something. He was like, oh, my bad. Hey, but it was in a time where I was kind of high energy. I was high strung, and I was like, hey, yo, what are you doing, man? Because I reacted as like, yo, what's going on? Because that's exactly what I thought. I was like, I thought I was about to get mugged. I thought I was about to get robbed until I realized it was a very helpless old man.
Do you think that there would have been something wrong with you freaking out on anyone trying to get in your car? Because I don't think your reaction would have been irrational. You're acting like you screamed at the poor man trying to get in your car. Yeah. So?
I was just parked. I was relaxing. Bad. I was getting ready to pull off, too. I just had it. And all of a sudden, my car door opens. I dang near started to think, bro, do I got to lock my doors when I just pull up somewhere?
Yes, you do.
Because that's an auto feature for some cars. My car, I don't know if it has it, but I don't think I need to.
Mine now, the new one, has the auto feature, and it's working out because now you're making me think people. I've never met someone who had multiple people try to get in their car.
Multiple. It has happened where it's like, oh, my bad. I thought you were my Uber. No, get out of my back seat.
I thought you were my
get
Uber.
Get out of my back seat.
Yeah, no. Door's locked for sure. I want to hear if anybody has any stories about getting in the wrong car or knowing someone who got in the wrong car, or maybe you got in the wrong car. 414-533-1037, because that story of my dad getting in the wrong car when we were kids is etched in my brain. I will never forget it.
Core memory, right?
Core memory. And then I did it again. Now I'm his age, 20 years, 15 years later.
You've been in
doing
the wrong.
The same thing.
You about to get in the wrong car on purpose.
Take
Let's hear your stories.
Text next. I got into the car, the wrong car, possibly one time.
Okay, you say it, which really means maybe you've done it twice
maybe.
By now. Maybe.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, and I almost got in the wrong car at the gym the other day. Haven't done this in years, and I do remember my father doing it as a kid. But we're gonna take your stories today. Let's go to Becky in Caledonia this morning. She said she has a great story for us. Becky, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? You getting in the right or the wrong car this morning?
Right now I'm in the right car, but a few years ago I was in the wrong one.
Tell us.
My husband and I, we went to Menards, had our cart full of stuff. I beep, beep, unlocked the car. He puts all the stuff, I put stuff in the back seat. I go to get in the driver's seat, and I was like, my car doesn't have seat covers. I'm like, what the hell?
What?
You put the stuff in the car before you got in, and then you got in? Stop!
Yeah, oh my God, we're in the wrong car. We have to unload all this stuff. So here we are, like, unloading everything we just put in the wrong car.
How'd you load?
My car.
Becky, time out. Rewind. How did you unlock the wrong car and load it?
It was unlocked, I guess.
I said that car was not locked.
That car was locked.
My car was two cars over.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't notice in the trunk or the back or wherever she put it that it wasn't her car. She just threw the bags in and got in the front.
Get in the car. We're leaving Menards.
Wow, that is amazing. I love that not only you got in the wrong car, you had to unload all your stuff from the wrong car.
I know. I thought, oh my God, people are going to think we're stealing stuff out of this car.
What do you mean? That's your car now.
Yeah.
Oh, Becky, wow. That's too good.
Thanks for calling, Becky. That's good stuff. You have a good day.
Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
Bye.
Michelle is in Menominee Falls this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Oh, how are we doing?
You getting the wrong car?
It's actually my sister-in-law. We were getting our nails done, and she was done before me, and she told me she didn't really feel good. I'm going to go lay down in your car. I said, okay. About 10, 15 more minutes, I come out. She's not in my car. And I'm like, what the heck? She's two cars over sleeping in somebody else's.
Knocked out.
She was in the wrong. She was in the wrong car.
Yes. She went to the wrong car. It was the same car as mine, but not mine.
But not your car. And I mean, not feeling good. You already just want to go recline for a second. You get in any car that's open.
She was all the way back. Seat back, laid down.
Made herself comfortable.
I would have thought she was a crackhead if it was my car and I came back and saw her there. I'd be like, hey, you can't sleep here.
Thankfully, the owner didn't come back.
Do you need help?
Yo, I'm calling the authorities.
So that's not my car. She's like, oh my God.
She said, let's go. I've been in here napping, farting. Get me out of here.
You know what, Michelle? This is a great story of all you Midwest nice people who leave your cars unlocked. Don't. What's wrong with you people? Come on.
Woo.
What is wrong?
Sleeping in the wrong car.
Unlocked.
Oh, that's new level. Sleeping in the wrong car, man.
Michelle, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, Heather is in Caledonia. We had two Caledonias
Otherwise known as Calabama. Exactly. Hello, Heather.
Hi, good morning.
Good. How you doing today? Hopefully you've got the right keys, the right car, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's the story then? Did you get in the wrong car ever?
No, I had somebody get in my car. So I was driving with a friend through a bar restaurant. We were looking for a parking spot. It was packed. I think there was a Packer game or something. Mm-hmm. So we were driving through the lot pretty slow, and all of a sudden, this guy comes out of nowhere, jumps in my back seat, and my reaction is just to turn around and put my hand in his face. No, sir.
This taxi is not open for service.
She's like, I'll show him.
And my friend just turned around and looked at him like, what? And he looked at both of us all confused. You could tell he had been drinking and was like, oh, sorry. And just jumped out. I think he thought we were his Uber.
Yeah.
But
he said, you ain't Roger. Whoops.
Heather said, talk to the hand.
He said, my bad. I was looking for a Kia Forte. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, Heather, I'm glad you showed him by putting your hand in his face. You showed him.
Not today.
I got somewhere to be. Not today.
I'm not Ubering right now, sir.
Heather, thanks for calling, girl.
Thank you.
Have a good day. We appreciate you. Bye.
I knew I wasn't alone. I'm not the only person who has ever gotten in the wrong car. Thank you very much. Or attempted to.
Tears in my eyes, man.
Same.
Goodness gracious.
You guys are worse than me. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and it is Trends Tuesday, where we talk about tech and exciting stuff. And it's all sponsored by our friends at Wendy's.
Big ups.
You know, I love me some Wendy's. And by the way, the Baconator is out right now. You can go get that late at night. And don't forget about the Wendy's app as well. It's like having Wendy's without the app is like a Frosty without the fries.
Bro, and you can get a Baconator all day long. They got the breakfast one too.
Yummy. All right. What do we got today in tech?
Gee, well, today, I feel like it's only right. Today kicks off Amazon Prime Days. Yeah.
You had me at Amazon Prime Days.
The deals on deals, spending money that you don't need that you could probably spend on meals, but here we go.
I'm scared to get on.
Well, don't do it. Don't die. I made the mistake, man.
Don't do it, girl.
Don't do it, girl.
I did it.
Mm-hmm. Here you go about to buy something.
I did it as I opened the Amazon app.
And sure enough, it goes Prime Day.
Is that what it just did?
As you celebrate Prime Day. Bust out all the deals. So for those that might not have the app, though.
That's funny.
You know, you could always link in, and they got a bunch of deals on a bunch of different stuff. So for starters, a smart thermostat app. You can connect it to the crib, $60, $55.99 smart thermostat that you can now control with your phone.
I need one of those.
It plugs in. They got the smart plugs, talking about plugging in, which now you can put your convenient appliances. $15 for a little smart plug that you can now use to set your lights, set your dimmers.
I love it.
See, for Christmas, it's a perfect time. You can set your mood lighting, set the noise machine for the babies.
I need someone to come set all this up, but I'm here for it.
I got you.
Oh, you're going to come be my electrician?
I'm not going to rewire anything.
How are we going to set this stuff up?
It's self-plug. It is literally an adapter.
No, not the plug. I'm thinking about the temperature thing. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, that's easy, too.
I'm back on my furnace stuff.
No, you think that's difficult. It's easy. It's something that you could literally connect yourself. All you got to do is basically pull it off
the one on the wall.
And put up the smart one and then go, Alexa, Google, hey, Siri, set the temperature to 68, and it'll do-do-do-do-do.
That's crazy.
Reset it. A lot of these things are self-done nowadays, man. I got you. I'll pull up. I ain't going to rewire nothing.
No.
But with the deals that they got on Amazon Prime for Prime Days, bruh, this is the move. $60 for a smart thermostat. And that's just one of two.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could get you the ring light. Mm-hmm. Get you a nice little ring light.
Oh, yeah.
$10.
Nice. Like a big one?
A big one. Automated, controlled with the phone and the app. On top of talking about Ring, the Ring cameras, Ring Camera Plus, the Ring indoor cameras, the outdoor security cameras. Now's the time to get that tech stuff that you're like, it's just too expensive.
I don't know. If you have an Amazon Prime membership.
And if not, get you somebody that does. What's up? Slide me the bread. I'll order it for you.
You know what this is like when you go to Costco with someone's Costco membership? It's like the same vibe.
Exactly.
You want to go to Prime? I'll take you. You want to go to Costco? I'll take you.
I bought stuff on Amazon for the homies because they didn't have it. They wanted it and I was like, yeah, of course I'll grab it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Don't mind me. Mm-hmm. And, or friends that have Prime when I didn't. Hey, will you order this for me, Prime? Mm-hmm. You get the deal. You get this free that. I'll slide you the bread for it.
Yeah. Okay, well, happy Amazon Prime Day. If that's your vibe. I'm going to go buy all of those things. And then they're going to sit on my counter. Well, and I'm not going to hook them up because that sounds like something I would do.
If you order them, I'll come put them up, man.
Okay, sounds
dang
good.
It.
Hey, what would DZ do is coming up next. I will do it right now. What the hell?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
What's the problem today?
My goal is to make it worse.
Oh, okay.
No, today we're trying to help Addison out. Addison wrote in, said that she got invited on her boyfriend's family vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But her dilemma is that she doesn't know if she needs to pay. This is what she said, right?
Okay, go on.
My boyfriend and I are both 24, been dating for 2 years. His family invited me to go on vacation with them out of town for a week for the first time. I said yes without even thinking about it, and now I'm freaking out about paying for the trip. My boyfriend has told me not to worry about it, but I can't avoid it. She already paid for the flight. So she says, I already paid for the flight because I purchased it after agreeing to go. But never considered anything else like Airbnb, food, activities, etc.
Come on, you can't say you want to go on a vacation with your dude and not be prepared for your side of it.
How would you normally?
Oh no!
How would you normally go about this? I've never traveled with anyone besides my own family, or had to worry about it. Should I send his parents money? Ask how much I'll owe them for my portion? I'm not sure. Thank you for your help, Addison.
Okay, I have to think about this. They're 24.
They're young, but they're not babies.
No, but they're not young where their parents should be paying for their vacation, though. Right. This, if you were 18 and somebody said, come on vacation with my family, 24, like, no.
You might be.
You're an adult.
And that's why Addison is probably bugging because she's like, wait, we're not 18. We're not 19, 20, young, still in college, whatever. My guess is that they're recently graduated at least, right? 24-ish.
So she got excited because they were talking about traveling.
And went,
this sounds like a great idea.
His family loves me. I'm going to go. And then purchased the ticket and then went, can I afford the rest?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying she got excited about the idea before she really thought it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because people say to me all the time, you want to go to Vegas? Yeah.
Yeah.
But are they serious? I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like she went, yeah. And then she went, oh. And then she bought the plane ticket. She went, uh-oh.
But what was it? I mean, tickets are not cheap. You know what I'm saying? For a week, my guess is she spent at least $300 on a plane ticket. At least. Think it respectfully.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. Could
depends
be cheaper.
Depends on where you're going. But either way, you have to have at least hundreds of dollars if you're going to be going on a trip anywhere. At least.
Right.
If not thousands, depending on where you're going. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm wondering his family has money like that. Because I'm also thinking of it on the side of you don't normally invite people to come on vacation with you unless you're factoring that in or you talk about it first. This is how much it's going to be. When have you ever gone on a vacation and not budgeted it out?
Well, she could be part of the family.
Right. And they're considering her.
So they're just saying, well, if we're going to go, she's invited. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to pay for her, though.
She's not family. She's not married in. She's feeling like, is this the threshold? Am I just going to be pampered and paid for? I don't think she could assume or should assume, but she wants to be prepared. And I hear that. I understand what Addison's getting at.
Yeah.
I'd ask.
Absolutely.
I'd straight up ask. Your boyfriend's saying don't worry about it, right?
Well, then don't worry about it.
You could go. Right. I was just about to say, you could go along the lines and go, well, he said don't worry about it. That's on y'all. Talk to your son.
But honestly,
that's not grown and sophisticated. That ain't strong and independent, in my opinion, right? She's strong and independent, and this is why she's asking. She's got to find a way to ask. It's rude if she just gives him money. That's rude. Ooh, big rude.
Well, you'd have to know what you're giving them money for if you're just handing over money.
And what if they don't want it? What if they get offended? No, honey. Addison, what are you doing? What did we invite you?
A lot of walking on eggshells here instead of just being direct about it and going, hey, what is the deal and who's paying for what and what do I need to chip in? Because if I need to chip in, maybe I can't come. As I'm thinking this out, we sound like women right now where we're like walking on eggshells around people. Like,
that's what she's doing.
Think?
That's what she's doing.
What should we do? What? Just ask what you should do. I'm with you, man.
I think that the best way to do it is ask. Don't ask both parents because then you're going to maybe start
Why
a little.
Well,
one's
going to
go, don't pay. One's going to go pay.
Well, that's on the parents.
Hear me out. The one you're most comfortable with, the parent that you feel that you've gravitated towards the most, hey, pull them aside. Hey, Greg. Hey, Diane. Whatever. I'm really thinking about this trip, and I want to make sure I can pay for my part, because they're going to look at you and go, oh, yeah, we didn't even think about that. Here's what it would be for you. Or go, honey, what is wrong with you? You're not paying for a thing. Blah, yeah. blah, blah. Yeah. Ask the parent you're most comfortable with. Split them aside and let them talk about it if they need to. Hey, talk with your husband. Talk with your wife.
That's not let on you know. To tell people who to talk with. That's my point. Like, I wouldn't go up to somebody's parents and be like, I want to talk to the dad. You know, talk to your wife and find out if we're going. You're not going to say that to your boyfriend's parents?
You've been dating 2 years. You got to be comfortable to some degree.
Well, apparently not if nobody knows what's going
Ooh.
On.
Ooh.
Apparently not.
All right. All right. What All would right. you do, though?
You say ask. I agree ask. With you 100%. Should Addison ask what she's supposed to do for her portion? Because her boyfriend's family asked her to come on vacation. Now she's like, whoops. I don't know what I'm doing here.
When Aaron went on vacation with my family, mm-hmm. she did exactly this. We went to Colombia. That's a mm-hmm. far trip. Mm-hmm. She paid for her plane ticket, and we basically did the rest. My parents figured it out. Hey, listen, we're going to pay for this. We're going to cover this. You cover this portion. We got the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's plain and simple. It's not a cheap trip. And mm-hmm. I doubt this is too. Mm-hmm. Ass, man. Ain't no hurt nobody.
Yeah. All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Addison wrote in. She wouldn't know what to do because she got invited on her boyfriend's family vacation. She wants to know if she's supposed to pay or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, just ask like a normal person.
Literally, just go up to whoever you feel most comfortable with and say, hey, what's going on with the trip? Yeah. How much should I give you guys for it?
Seems reasonable. Anna, our girl, is in Milwaukee. And the first thing she said was, I finally got through. And I said, ha, good morning, Anna.
We've been doing all this late.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Good morning. What do you think? What should Addison do about being confused if she should pay?
I agree with DZ. You know, it's like, if you can't ask your boyfriend after, you know, if you said you were dating for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hello?
That's it. Yeah, we're here. We got you.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't hear.
Oh, no, it's okay.
We're just letting you talk.
Yeah.
So basically, but she says
if
ask.
If you're not comfortable asking, yeah, you know, there's other problems there. You know, mm-hmm. you should be able to ask.
Yeah, well, the communication's an issue, and that will be an issue farther in your relationship with everything. Everything down to what are you going to buy at the store?
Because either that or just believe the boyfriend when he says don't worry about it, because that means he knows something you must not.
That's what I would do if I was dating someone for 2 years and he said don't worry about it. I would take his word.
Okay.
I mean, I can't trust what he says after 2 years of telling. I mean, that's, you say you got it, then you got it after 2 years. Okay.
She might have nervous energy and it's like, no, I don't know. Yeah. Right? Who knows?
Thanks for calling, Anna.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Let's go to Brian in Waukesha on 3. Good morning, Brian. What should Addison do?
Good morning, guys. Good
morning.
I think, you know, there's some details missing as usual in these stories. We don't know when the trip is. We don't know how long they're going.
There's
some things that would be nice to know. But here's the thing. There's a perfectly diplomatic way that she can handle this. Mm. All she needs to say to him is, hey, I'm really excited. Thank you for the invite. I can't wait for the trip. I've already purchased my airline ticket. Is there anything I need to budget for in advance? And can I start that process now?
Smart.
That's a great way for them to then say, oh, yeah, no problem. Here's what the expenses are going to look like. Or definitively, hey, don't worry about it. You're covered. Thanks for getting your airline ticket. That was really nice of you to chip in, but we got the rest.
It's like a date, Very Brian. Easy. It's like I throw out my card, but if he says I got it, I go, okay.
Are we going Dutch or you got this?
At least offer to pay,
sure.
And then if they say you're good, you go, okay, got it, thanks.
Right, because that's
and
what
guess
I'm saying.
What? If they say it's $1,000 and it's, you know, 6 months from now, okay, now you got some, you know, several months now to stash away $75 a month, make it happen, you know, do your thing.
You're not blindly going in having no clue how much money you're going to spend when
exactly.
you clearly don't have the money to spend. So it's like now
exactly.
This is called budgeting.
Right.
Brian, thank you for the advice.
Appreciate that, man. That was great. You too.
Otherwise, you're going in blindly, like, I don't know what I'm spending or what. I don't have the money, but what the hell? I guess we'll find out.
Brian had what he called the perfect diplomatic answer. You got to think about it and then elaborate cleanly, clearly, so that there's no confusion. I loved what he said. I wanted him to repeat it. You're going to have to listen back on the Odyssey app to catch it again.
Why is everybody afraid to tell everybody else they're broke, though? I feel like we're all broke. Nobody tells it. Everybody just is afraid to say, I can't afford that. So we'll lie and be like, well, that's why she's anxious, probably, because she can't afford it. You know?
Yeah. And you never want to say it. That's exactly right.
But yeah, we're all broke. So make it make sense.
Somebody got it out there.
Well, I know people that got it, ain't me.
And it ain't us.
I know rich people. And it ain't me.
My friends are rich. I ain't.
think.
And some of them, I'm not sure they're rich. They might have credit card debt. I'm not going to lie.
They might be broke just like us.
I'm 100%.
Finessing.
I've had thoughts. Amanda is in Racine this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Turn down for one.
I mean, Amanda, you got to agree. Just because somebody has a nice car doesn't mean they can afford it.
Facts. No, that's true.
Just because someone has a nice house doesn't mean they can afford it.
Right. Well, they got in the market at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, first of all, why didn't she ask in the first place before committing? I mean, she probably should have asked these questions before committing to this trip.
Right.
Because this could be her forever family now.
Oof.
So she has to commit now.
She's going to be on a payment plan. For the rest of her life.
Yeah, I was going to say, back around her age, I went to Vegas with my friend's family. And you know how I paid for it? Credit cards and financial aid.
Really?
She used her college money. See what I mean?
Don't let Sally Mae hear you say that.
See what I mean? Sally
Mae. Oh, Sally Mae's already paid for it. We good.
That's what it said. Listen, I paid for my way, and that was it. Didn't worry about it. If you're that worried, make it happen. You got to make it happen. You already agreed to go. You can't flake now, or you're going to look like a bad girlfriend.
You can flake. You can say, I can't afford this, but you bought a plane ticket, so you're screwed.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. Well,
you know what? Back then, I was working like 3 to 4 jobs, going to school full time, and I'm like, you know what? I deserve a trip. So, Sally Mae, you're paying for me.
Uh-huh. I know that's right.
The things we say to justify our expenses. I'm with you, Amanda. I deserve this. This is for me, baby. This is about my time.
This is me. Forget you.
Charge the credit card. Ding, ding.
Charge it. We got it like that. It's vacation, baby. I ain't worried about expenses.
For me. Thanks, Amanda.
We appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Yo.
Wow, so the moral of the story is, wow, communicate. What an idea.
The concept.
The concept. Tonight's the night. Christmas in July at the Milwaukee Milkman game.
That's right. We're going to be ringing the bell for the Salvation Army night.
You can come out for a good cause.
Yep.
Buy some tickets. They're cheap. Start at $9, I believe.
1037kissfm.com for the details.
And it's a great experience. You know, you haven't been to a game, or maybe you like to go to games. It's supposed to be in the 70s and sunny. It's going to be beautiful today.
A rivalry game, too. The Milkman versus the Chicago Dogs.
I mean, I'm not worried. We're going to kill Chicago. I'm not worried about it.
I might wear my Chicago Dogs hat.
Then don't show up, because you're supporting us in Milwaukee.
I think I got to be there.
Fine.
You know what? I'm going to wear my dog's hat just so the milkmen give me one of their hats.
You don't have a dog's hat.
Say I don't.
You don't.
Say I don't.
You don't.
Okay.
You don't.
I'll see you later. I'll see you at... buy one now and show up with one to prove a point? Nope. 6:35. You'll see me in my dog's hat because I actually do have one.
You know we're in Milwaukee. We're supporting the milkmen, not the dogs, DZ.
I'm going to support whatever I want.
Listen, not important. Okay, then go sit on that side of the field and see how it looks for you tonight. Enjoy.
No. Wait, but y'all look like y'all are having fun over there.
We are. Tonight, we'll see you at the Milkman game if you come out. It's all for a good cause for the Salvation Army. Christmas in July. Santa will be there, and you can meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have VIP tickets to Ludacris at the State Fair at 7:45. But next, it's Am I the Jerk, and it involves someone being annoyed their sick coworker touched them.
Wait, what?
I'll explain next. And Am I the Jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Tiffany wrote into the show. She said she wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad that her sick coworker hugged her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold on, though.
No, this is interesting because at the time we're at, this makes sense to me.
It says, hi, Allie and DZ. I work from home, but occasionally I go into the office to get supplies or to show FaceTime. I went in last week. We had rehired someone who worked with us 10 years ago. Her name's Natalie. I hadn't seen her since then other than on Facebook, so I stopped and gave her a hug, and I chatted with her for about 20 minutes before leaving. Right after I left, I got a call from another coworker saying that Natalie was in the hospital. She'd been taken to the hospital after passing out.
Dog, what?
I was worried about her, so I checked back in, found out she had gotten an infection from a recent trip, and it turns out she was contagious.
Yo!
I was so mad because I was going to Hodag.
Miss Hodag.
The country festival. I was going to Hodag and had all my stuff ready to go. When I told my friends about this, they said I was a jerk for being mad she might have gotten me sick instead of being concerned for her health. But I'd be lying if I said I was more worried about her. I've been planning this trip for months. I want her to be okay, but I was not going to miss Hodag for anyone. Am I the jerk? Tiffany.
Dang, Tiff.
So Tiffany's ramping up to go on a trip to this country festival in Wisconsin,
right.
This country music festival.
Right.
She's all pumped. She sees a coworker, hugs him, has a talk, leaves, finds out later the coworker is really sick and in the hospital with an infection that's contagious.
And contagious.
And all Tiffany cares about is the fact that it might have ruined her Hodag trip.
Yo, I mean, sure, you're planning for months, but this just proves people are self-serving and self-centered.
Always.
And you're really realistically only worried about yourself.
Always. At the end of the day.
Right?
At the end of the trip. Yeah.
Oh, dog.
But you know what? She doesn't sound like she knows Natalie other than on Facebook from 10 years ago and worked with her. It's not like, she's being honest, is my point.
Okay, see, to me, it sounded like they were close, right? They hadn't seen each other in a few years,
other than on Facebook in 10 years. Bet. You're not that close.
I guess not. No. I guess it felt like they were closer to me the way I was shaping it in my head, right? Because I feel like she is kind of a jerk, but you're more worried about you. Mm-hmm. That's part of our problem. Most people are only worried about themselves. I hate to say it.
No, it's like you're in the hospital, but hey, I have a concert, so can you not get me sick?
You better have not have got me sick. And hope you get better. But first, you better have not have got me sick.
But at the same time, it's your you could go either way.
You could go either way, but I'm leaning towards maybe, yeah, dog.
It was obviously not intentional.
Right, and obviously the person that hugged you didn't know that they were contagious or infected, right?
No.
Right? Or else...
We hope.
Right, fingers crossed, right? Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed, but we don't know. We can assume that they had no clue.
Somebody said, is the coworker, did they know about the infection before she hugged her? No. Mm-mm.
I wouldn't have hugged nobody. I probably wouldn't have been at work. If I'm infected and contagious, I'm keeping that away from everybody. Yeah. If there's one thing that the last 3 years have taught us all is that when you're sick, be mindful.
The hell away.
Stay away. If you think you're contagious, stay away.
It's more about that someone's in the hospital and you're like, but me, what about me?
But my trip
to Hodag.
That's why I'm leaning.
Busy.
I'm leaning towards Jerk G, but I'm not sure.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to find out what everybody thinks on calls and texts because I want to know, is Tiffany the jerk for being mad that her sick coworker hugged her right before she was going to her big music festival? We'll talk about it next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Tiffany wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk because she was mad her sick coworker hugged her right before she was ready to head out to her big country music festival, Hodag. Maybe you should have better taste.
In friends and in music festivals.
In music festivals. Just saying, that's where I was going with that one.
Stop it.
I'm kidding. I know a lot of people went to Wisconsin, but you know, we're not country people. Not so much. All right, so is Tiffany the jerk for being mad or sick coworker hugged her? Let's go to Lindsay in Muskego this morning, who just recently got a theme song and already wants to change it.
What?
Lindsay,
no.
Lindsay.
That was a slip. That was a slip.
No, it wasn't. You got too many theme songs in there. Hey, Lindsay.
Yes.
You're the first one to want to change their theme song within like 3 days.
And we're just going to play all the theme songs for you now.
We can. We're You got the Jonas Brothers. It'll work for now.
I don't know. I like the Jonas Brothers.
Okay. What do we think, though, Lindsay?
And they are coming to town.
They are.
Tiffany's coworker is the jerk, guys. She knew. I'm telling you, she didn't just randomly get sick and then needed to go to the hospital. She was not feeling good when she gave that hug.
Oh.
She is the jerk for exposing everyone to whatever she had going on. I work in healthcare. I see it too many times. People come in and they're like, oh, so I can go to this? No, you can't. You're sick. You should stay home.
Wait, Lindsay, so you're saying that the coworker that hugged her is the jerk, that Tiffany is not. Tiffany is not the jerk.
I got confused there.
No.
Okay.
Tiffany's not the jerk. It's the coworker.
Tiffany's not the jerk.
Got it.
She didn't want to get sick. She had Hodag going on. There were some good people at Hodag party. You know, Tyler Hubbard. There were some good people at Hodag.
She said Tyler Hubbard. I love you, Lindsay. You're so funny.
Well, she going to defend Tiffany. Tiffany ain't the jerk.
Tiffany's not the jerk.
Tiffany's not the jerk. It's the person who was sick out in public just like, I'm sick. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to come to work. How you doing? Let me make some coffee in our community pot. No.
Let me make some coal. Everybody's going to touch the pot now.
I hadn't thought about it like this, but you're right. If they passed out, they probably didn't feel good to begin with.
Yikes.
You're right.
They didn't feel good. Yeah. You passed out and you needed to go to the hospital because you were that sick. Mm. You weren't feeling good for a hot minute. Wow.
Just trying to push through like we always try to do. Just, I'm tough. I'm going to push through.
Just when I had a heart and felt bad for the sick person in this story, Lindsay brought me around to be a bad person again. Go, screw that sick person.
Screw them.
Yeah.
Isolate yourself. Don't spread it.
Don't go hug everybody. Okay.
Fair.
So Lindsay says Tiffany is not the jerk for being mad that her sick coworker hugged her. Thanks, Lindsay.
Appreciate it.
Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
All right. Tanya is in Kenosha this morning. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. She's always sassy. Tanya, good morning.
Hey.
Lindsay said not the jerk. Is Tiffany the jerk for being mad her coworker hugged her? The coworker, we don't passed out after the hug and found out we had an infection.
I also work in healthcare, and the first thing they tell you is assume everyone's contagious.
Oh.
You didn't have to accept that hug, girl. Back up. You know, you got to protect yourself if you're going somewhere good.
Ooh.
Tanya, I'm a hugger.
Back up off. Back up off.
Especially if you got a trip coming up. If there's one thing
that's
we learned.
Right.
Yeah.
She's saying
keep yourself safe.
Through a whole pandemic.
Right.
Before I went on my big trip, I was like, don't come near me.
Right.
And I'm not drinking out of that community pot of coffee.
Ooh-wee. She said, no, don't touch me. Don't hug me. Don't look at me. Don't nothing.
Nothing. Tiffany should have isolated herself. Mm-hmm. You got big plans
that's
coming
right.
up. Protect yourself from them.
You're only in control of yourself. She's a jerk.
I hear Tanya. I hear it for sure.
These are two fascinating, completely opposite points of view that make sense both ways, because on one end you're saying she knew she was going on a trip, distance, you don't want other people to get you sick, stay away from other people. However, then you've got Lindsay and Muskego who called and said almost the reverse, that the other coworker knew she was sick. She should have been distancing herself.
Did she, though? Maybe she started feeling bad after the hug. You hug and that pressure just made your tummy feel some type of way, and all of a sudden you got dizzy and lightheaded. Who knows?
Maybe. You guys have me so confused this morning.
I do totally agree that if you feel sick, stay the heck home. But if this was her new job, brand new rehire, she thought it was just a little something, nothing.
She's not staying home?
It's her job to stay away from others if she wants to stay well.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Tanya. Ooh, we're going to the tiebreaker now. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Man.
Yo.
So they're both to blame, according to the caller one and caller two. Let's go to three.
Both make sense, too.
Wow. Okay, we got Kayla in Germantown. Kayla, you are officially the tiebreaker. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. I've been listening for, years, and I finally got through.
Yay! Hey, we appreciate you, Kayla.
Well, and you're in a hot spot right now, which is the tiebreaker spot. You get to decide, am I the jerk on the air?
You get the job of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny as I'm going through this right now. Someone at my work is sick and they're trying to give me a hug today. So I have an idea of what I will do at this time.
Trigger!
Right. Kayla said, oh, this is mine. This is mine.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to go with the jerk, because if I get sick and I get my boyfriend sick and I get my parents sick, everyone's going to be pissed at me.
So Tiffany's saying if you're sick, stay home.
Stay home.
So that would mean that Tiffany is not the jerk, that's the way Kayla's going, because Kayla's saying Tiffany's not wrong for being mad that her concert might have gotten ruined by a sick coworker.
Coworker's at fault here.
If they weren't feeling well, they obviously knew before they went to work.
But the coworkers passed out in the hospital. Do we all need to be reminded this for 1 minute before I go back to my heartless thought of...
Maybe half a minute.
That Tiffany's not the jerk.
Send her balloons, flowers, a car, get better. You can
see her. Send her balloons and say, you almost ruined Hodag for me. How could you?
Make sure you can still go, right? That's the main part. Oh, Kayla, we appreciate your call today.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. All right, well,
so
there we go.
That's not the jerk, right?
Not the jerk. Yeah, okay. Not the jerk. I'm kind of surprised, but that's just me.
Whatever. Tiffany's not the jerk for being mad. Her coworker hugged her because she had trips to go to a festival. Next, though, we are going to be doing Ludacris VIP tickets. You're going to be joining us at the Wisconsin State Fair 1 month from today. Don't go anywhere. It's next. We're going to have so much fun at that show a month from today at the Wisconsin State Fair. Ludacris!
Be here before you know it. Get that outfit ready.
Oh, we got a VIP suite, and we are bringing you with us, you and a friend. Courtney is in East Troy this morning. Good morning, Courtney.
Hey, good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hello, hello. How you doing? What you up to today?
unfortunately driving to work like the rest of us.
Where do you work?
I work for the Boucher Group.
Oh, but she, if they're listening, she loves her job.
That's right.
Courtney, you're caller number 30.
Hey!
Yay! Woo!
You're going
so
to see.
Thank
good.
You.
You're welcome. You're going to be with us at Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair. You and a friend, whoever you want to bring, and we're going to have a great night. It's a Friday night, so get your party pants on.
Oof.
Awesome. My daughter's going to be so excited.
Aw, how old is she?
She'll be 21 this year.
Oh, good. I could be inappropriate. Okay, just making sure.
You said, aw, how young. How young is she?
Thank God you're bringing an adult. Okay, great. Good to know.
It's going to be a great time. Everybody's going to be out there looking right. VIP for Ludacris, dog.
Mm-hmm. Courtney, we cannot wait to hang out with you. Hold on. We'll get your info, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Mom of the year right there, boy.
Right? Come
hello.
On now. My mom took me to see Ludacris for my 21st.
I would die. That'd be awesome. Another chance tomorrow, same time. So be here tomorrow, 7:45 to win. That's it. You could be in the VIP suite with us at Ludacris or go buy your own tickets if you don't win them this week. 103.7 KISS FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, first, Jamie Foxx, we knew he was in that rehab facility near Chicago because we think he had a stroke. We don't know, but that's, according to DZ, the facility focuses on people that had strokes.
Yeah, stroke recovery, aneurysm, stuff like that, yep.
We don't know why he was in the hospital, but he had to stop filming a movie, all that stuff. Well, not only was he spotted on the Chicago River waving to people when they recognized him, but then he went to Top Golf and he was swinging. So he's doing okay. He's swinging the golf club.
Looking
good. He's
enjoying
himself. He was in Naperville.
How's his form? His form all right?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It's Jamie Foxx and you seeing him.
Looks good to me.
Yeah,
that was at 11 p.m. He was having a late night. Look at him partying it up.
Oh, Jamie. Man, I was already in bed, Mr. Foxx.
Right? I actually was too on Saturday. Had some s'mores by the campfire, went to bed.
But no, that's amazing, man. That's amazing improvements that you can see. We just still don't even know what happened.
Well, I was like, we don't even know what's an improvement because we don't know what happened to him.
The fact that he was MIA for so long made everybody believe and still believe that he had had something very serious happen. So seeing him out and about, that's amazing.
Well, when they're replacing you in projects you're doing, it's not good.
Not a good look.
They're not expecting you to be back anytime soon. But they said he had a firm grip, a range of motion. He had the golf club in his hand. He swung it. He's looking good. So Jamie Foxx, this is good on the up and up.
Good.
I had to tell my kids that's a remake. It's not the first time that song's ever been recorded.
They were bamboozled.
They were. 103.7 KISS FM. Luke Combs' Fast Car, which was Tracy Chapman originally.
In case you forgot.
It's Allie and DZ. Lots of stuff happening on this show. Tonight, we're going to be out at the Milkman game for Christmas in July for the Salvation Army. So come out to Franklin Field. Tickets start at like $9. You can get great seats. I was just looking. I'm excited to be out there and raise some money for the Salvation Army tonight. Santa will be there. You can get a picture with Santa, everybody.
Santa!
Santa!
Yeah, we know him.
It'll be fun. All right, so DZ, you're moving.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not,
In between going to the Milkman's game tonight,
we're
going to be continuing to get ready to move. Yeah, pretty soon, by the end of the month, you know, our closing date is anticipated to be like the 27th.
So you have purchased a house. Where are we at? I don't even know what the update is at this point.
So where we're at is we have found a home.
Yeah.
We have had an accepted offer.
Uh-huh.
And now we are still just on the last little leg of any itty bitty negotiation. Now we're going to have to do this, or we want to counter there, or the inspection this part, where this is the appraisal, blah blah blah. We're in that mode where we're in the last weeks before we close.
I was like, when do you sign? When do you close?
We're in limbo.
You don't know yet.
We're in limbo. That hasn't been nailed down.
Got it.
Our lender's actually out of the country. On vacation. Ain't gonna blame him. Shout out to them actually taking some time for themselves. But we're in that stage where
we're waiting. Nothing. We got stuff to do over here.
We gotta move.
Get back from vacation.
We're waiting on them to come back. But in that meantime, we've been taking the time to pack to get ready to slowly go, all right, we're getting this, we're putting this in the box, we're doing that. But what we've come across, the problem that we've had is the fact that we don't know what the hell to pack.
Yeah,
literally, we're going, okay, so we can't really pack clothes
because you need things to live.
We're gonna pack the kitchen. I mean, I still would like to use my Xbox from time to time, so I ain't gonna pack that.
Right,
what do you pack? in my head, I'm going, we got to get rid of stuff before we pack. So that's what we've been trying to do, is getting rid of stuff. We're now at the stage where we're like, okay, we got nothing else that we realistically are going to get rid of that we see yet, right? That we see right now, everything's coming with us. What do we pack, though?
It's like, and then you pack all your knickknacks, let's say, and your photo frames, and then your house is bare, and you're living in it like, this is weird. There's nothing on the shelves.
Oh, did Aaron show you what our house looks like right now? Because that's basically the only thing we've been able to do is pull stuff off the walls and start to go, well, this is trash, this we're going to give away, Goodwill, yada, yada. These things we can pack. The 50,000 mugs my wife has, that's the one thing that we started to get rid of and pack. Go, okay, you only need four or five
glasses.
Right? But everything else is still there. Everything, all of our silverware, all of our cutlery, all of our pots and pans, the slow cookers, the rice cooker, the steamer, the dang air fryer, everything is still out. And in our house, we're going, man, for what we've packed, feels like a lot. There's a whole much more that ain't even been touched.
You thought you were making a dent and you realize you're not making a dent. You're going to have a... You thought you were packing. Mm-hmm. No, you packed side stuff.
Right. We packed junk. Which feels like we packed our junk.
You packed the junk you didn't want to get rid of and you got rid of the rest. And now you're going to be packing all the stuff you actually use when you move.
Thank you. Thank you.
So maybe that's a sign. Maybe this is a sign. Like, if you pack stuff up and put it away and it's going to be in a box for 2 months, which is what's happening, maybe you don't need it in the end.
But this important papers.
Are they?
I don't know. I ain't take the time to go through them, look through them. I just put it in a box and went, I don't need this right now. So this is coming with us.
You know, it's like, if I put clothes away for 2 years, I'm not wearing them, you know?
Right. But maybe I'll fit it again. I just got to drop a couple pounds first.
So you've packed everything you think you can, but now you're just in limbo waiting to pack the rest because you need the stuff to live.
Right.
It's the worst.
What do you pack first, though? Like, realistically, or what's something that you subconsciously picked up if you've moved a ton?
It would be knickknacks for me. It would be all the garbage that doesn't need to be out.
Yeah.
That would make my house look bare, like picture frames. Sure. Things like that. Or, you know, Owen's art project that's on a shelf. Like
the winter clothes that you ain't going to be putting on for the next few months.
A candle. Packed. That's what I'm saying. Like, all this garbage, I bought it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Marshall's Home Goods or
you
wherever.
Took down your live, laugh, love signs?
I mean, it's gone. It's gone for 2 months and then it's back.
We're stuck. We're stuck because everything that we have left, we feel like is valuable things that we're going to be using up until we move.
Yeah.
We're not packing the refrigerator.
No, absolutely not.
Anything in there is going to stay until the absolute last second when we put it in the cooler. But everything else, I'm looking around going, I don't feel like I need any of this. But then I look at it and go, why would I pack it right now?
Yeah.
The TV? No.
Can't pack anything. That's one of my point. You can't pack anything.
We're still using the washer and dryer, so we're not going to disconnect them to be ready to move.
What you've packed, and that's it. You can't do anything. Well, how do you pack? What goes first? What goes last? We'll let people discuss. Maybe people will give you some advice on how to be more organized with all the stuff you're using that you're going to have to pack at the last minute.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take any advice, any hack that you got.
414-533-1037. I mean, I guess you could get like paper plates and pack all the plates.
We already do paper plates.
Oh, well then you act like you had all this cutlery out.
We do. We still got all of our regular plates out.
Like, we have everything else out. Well, then put the plates in the, pack the plates.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's your suggestion. Pack the plates.
If you're using paper, what are the plates out for?
In case we ever do the real plates versus the paper plates.
Okay. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next. How should DZ pack? Is he doing it wrong? 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about DZ's move that we don't know when it is, but it's happening. He's moving.
Yeah, we are.
Hopefully they're going to close on their house soon and they'll be moving because their landlord decided to move back to Milwaukee and say, good luck, you got to be out in a few months. So here we are.
Gave us the time to find a new place and thankfully we have. Now we just got to get it to go through. We're in the middle of packing though and I'm stuck, bro. We are stuck.
All right, let's go to Vicky in Plymouth because Vicky said they just moved and she has some advice for you because the problem is until you move, you have to leave all this other stuff out that you use.
Right. Everything that you can't pack. God. Vicky, you just packed. One, congratulations. Two,
thank you.
Give me the lowdown. Give me the tips and tricks. What'd you do?
Okay. So what I did was I kept out enough cups. Silverware, plates for, you know, one set per person, or maybe two set per person.
Yeah.
Packed most of my pots and pans, except for the ones that we would normally use every day. The air fryer, yeah, we kind of left that out because we use that all the time. We pretty much packed everything that we could except for the stuff that we're going to use daily.
Right.
So kids' toys. You know, if you guys have a lot of clothes, pack most of your clothes.
Yeah, I was going to say, get rid of the clothes. The clothes got to go in boxes. Yeah. You don't need a whole wardrobe of clothes for the next month. You need, like, I don't know.
A week and a half, 2 weeks worth of clothes, and then you rotate through that. Right.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to notice.
Live out of a suitcase, basically. Pack like you're on vacation.
It's summer. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's saying, that's what I did.
That's kind of what he's done, though. But she's saying go farther.
Go further. Dip into it more. Yeah. Now look at the pots and pans that maybe you haven't touched in the last couple weeks that you have been packing.
Yeah, no, if you're there pans you don't cook with, pack them right now.
Okay.
100%. Yeah. Because I know I could tell you the three pans I use over and over, and those are the only ones I would keep out.
Right. You know? I feel like we use a lot more of our pans. The cups, the cutlery, I think it might be time to maybe put those up. We don't use them enough. We really don't. And the cups that we do use tend to be plasticware because with a kid, you don't want to use glass around them. They're reckless.
You're fine. You got this.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. No, I haven't had glass cups in years. The kids ruin that. Thanks for calling, Vicky.
Really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
DZ,
bye.
It's like a sea of Tervis tumblers when you open my cabinet. Bruh. It's like Tervis tumblers, water bottles. There is no glass in that cabinet.
If it's got a cap, it's in my cabinet.
I don't even like drinking out of glass. Don't even give me a glass unless there's vodka in it at a bar. I don't even want it.
We prefer glass. We do prefer glass for like our drinks at home. It's kind of crazy.
That's another topic for another day.
Another day.
Okay, Mike is in Hartford this morning. Let's go to him on one. I'm bringing sexy back. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
He said his advice might not go over well with the crowd, but let's hear it anyway.
I love bad advice. Mike, lay it on me.
So this advice stems off of the first caller and is not as environmental friendly. Paper plates and plastic disposable cups.
Sure.
Yes.
Get rid of like she said, the first caller, one's place setting, like a nicer plate, like a good plate for everybody. You can hand wash it, throw it in the dishwasher, run a quick load if you need to, but paper plates and plastic cups, and if you can get away with it, plastic utensils.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, give her all of it. I'd be packing it all.
Get rid of, because I guarantee your cooking utensil drawer has got a bunch of spoons. Get rid of every one of them except for one or two.
Get rid of every spatula except for one or two. Yep. He's right. You know?
Mike is calling me out right now because it is. We got all the options open still.
We have
two drawers full of cooking utensils.
Sure.
So and we've just accumulated them. It's like, just get rid of them unless you need one or two.
Okay.
And you know what? So. I do that in life, period.
Yeah, right. Man, if you don't need it, get rid of it.
Yep.
Man, y'all, now I feel like this is turning into a little bit of an intervention. Like, DZ, keep packing.
Well, it's like saying you have too much out, essentially.
Right.
What are you, you're using 19 pots? No, you're not.
No, we're definitely not, but it feels like we are. That's crazy. Wow.
You're trying to have a sense of control so that you have everything out, and all you're doing is screwing yourself when it's time to finally move.
Mm-hmm. Feeling like I'm going to misplace it, too, if we pack it. All of a sudden, we're going to lose it, forget which box it's in.
You are going to misplace it. At the end of the move, you're going to be throwing everything in a box, and you're not going to know where it is. Everything's going to be misplaced. Welcome to moving, man. Nobody's organized the whole time unless they have someone they pay.
Make sure when you pack a box, label it with a date, because I have boxes from when I moved back in like 2010 that aren't opened, and I just threw them out because I'm like, okay, I haven't opened these in 7 years. I'm throwing it out.
It doesn't matter
what's in it.
Did you hear me say that to DZ? If you have stuff packed away and you don't touch it for months, maybe that's a sign you don't need it.
You got to date it though.
Exactly.
Mike dropped the gem on that one. That one I'm going to adopt. Put the date on it. Then you ain't touched it since.
You didn't know you packed it 3 months ago and you haven't touched it since. You know that.
No, I definitely. I lose track of time. Who knows? No, Mike, we appreciate you.
Thanks, Mike.
It a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too.
Last but not least, Julie's in Oak Creek. We'll see if she has any good moving advice for you, DZ, because he's at the part where everything's just left out. I don't know what else to pack. Julie, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So I just had to move my mom and my stepdad about 2 years ago from a house to an apartment.
Ooh. Downsize.
Yeah.
How'd they do it?
Basically, they had, my mom had so much crap.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave it with that.
Don't all our moms.
so much crap just in the basement of the house.
So she started with the basement because anything that was in the basement, they literally hadn't touched in probably years.
A decade almost. Wow. Who knows, right?
Yeah. So you start with stuff that's in storage, and you should go through it because why move it if you don't need to move it?
Right. Ooh, that's good. That's hard.
It's not wrong. You're just moving boxes to move boxes.
Right. Yeah. I hoarder tendencies just because you don't want to get rid of the stuff. And I know I'm calling myself out. It's just I see stuff that probably haven't used in well over a year that I go, but at the next house, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yep. We all want control of our stuff.
If it has a thick layer of dust on it, it's going to Goodwill or the garbage.
That is a good rule of thumb.
Right.
If it's dusty, must be musty, you don't need it.
Must be musty.
Exactly.
Julie, thanks for the advice. We appreciate you.
No problem. Good luck with the move.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate
it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, I'm
for real going to need it, man.
You're going to need it for sure. All right. Well, keep us updated. Can't wait to hear when you're on the end there. You're throwing everything in boxes unlabeled. Can't wait to hear that day when it comes.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.